The other great creative zone in the West is Europe. Now, Europe is the great homeland of the High Paleolithic, those glorious caves in France and Spain of Lascaux, Altamira, El Castillo, and so forth, date from, as I said a moment ago, 30,000 BC. There was nothing like them anywhere on Earth for tens of thousands of years. And the whole ethos, the whole mode of life experience of the Paleolithic hunt is just right there in Europe, right up to very, very late times. Now, when you consider the nature of the hunt, how it depends upon the prowess and courage of the individual, how it matters greatly whether an individual can or cannot face the fight, you will see that on the base of a hunting culture style, individualism and the individual's powers are highly respected, whereas the opposite point of view prevails in a large community, particularly a community agriculturally based. Anybody can till a field. Individual talents are not greatly honored. And the individual is always subordinated to the will of and good of the group. Whereas in the hunting culture, the whole good and well-being of the community depends on the individual. You have just two totally contrary points of view here. Now, Europe and the Near East are very close together. And they are united, furthermore, by this wonderful Mediterranean. So there has been great commerce back and forth. And there has been great collision between these two totally contrary world views. Furthermore, we have not only these two, Levant and Europe, but we also have northern people and southern people coming in collision with each other. The European and Levantine fields have been fields of great cultural upheavals, great changes, great transformations. It was in this area, for example, that the art of riding the horse, of hitching horses to a very light war chariot was developed. This developed in the northern European plains about 1800 BC. And with this brilliant military arm, the northern peoples, the Indo-European or Aryan peoples, were invincible. And it was at that time that a whole new outgoing of a single order of life is to be recognized in the mythologies of the world. Against this, in the south, we have another nomadic warrior people, the great Semitic peoples of the Syro-Arabian desert. And they, just about the same time that the Aryans were appearing on the scene, about 2500 BC, they too were raiding in absolutely ruthless conquests. The Old Testament tells you the story. The book of Joshua and the book of Judges is a picture of the kind of sudden attack. It's a little peaceful town in a valley, and suddenly a cloud on the horizon, a dust cloud, and it happens to be a Bedouin swarm coming in, and the next morning everybody's dead in the streets. These collisions now of Levant and Europe, and the northern warriors and the Semitic desert warriors have brought about, as I say, transformations that were not matched at all in the other parts of the world.